Japan begins a new era today with the ascension of a new emperor, but archaic rules mean there are fears the world's oldest continuous monarchy could perish. Crown Prince Naruhito will this morning accede the chrysanthemum throne after his father Akihito abdicated yesterday, in an event that hasn't occurred in the country for more than 200 years. But his own wife won't be able to attend his enthronement, as our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer explains from Tokyo.
The Reiwa era, meaning peaceful harmony, has officially begun here in Japan, the world's oldest continuous monarchy. At a ceremony late yesterday, the outgoing Emperor Akihito offered his deep gratitude to the Japanese public.
Since ascending the throne 30 years ago, I've performed my duties as the emperor with a deep sense of trust in and respect for the people, and I consider myself most fortunate to have been able to do so. I sincerely thank the people who accepted and supported me in my role as the symbol of the state.
Crown Prince Naruhito is an Oxford-educated 59-year-old and will be the first Japanese emperor born after World War II. When he ascends, for the first time, a woman will be present, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's only female cabinet minister. But women in the royal family, including his wife Masako, are not permitted to be in the room when he receives his sacred regalia signifying his rightful succession. Masako and Naruhito have a daughter, but current laws mean she'll never inherit the throne. Only males can accede, and all successors must come from the male bloodline. Realistically, that leaves Naruhito's 53-year-old younger brother, Prince Fumihito, and his 12-year-old son, Hisahito. Yuji Otabe is an emeritus professor of Japanese history at Shizuoka University of Welfare.
For the imperial succession, the question is, will Prince Hisahito have a son? If Prince Hisahito doesn't have a son, the hereditary system will fade away and the whole emperor system will perish.
Masako, a former high-flying diplomat, has struggled for years with a stress-related illness since joining the tradition-heavy household. Some have put this down to the pressure of producing a male heir. Outside the Imperial Palace in Tokyo, many feel that the time is right to have a female emperor. Jun Maejima, who has a daughter, says as we're heading into a new era, he thinks it would be good to have a female emperor. Michika Nagae says she doesn't mind if it's a male or female, either's fine. She says it's a hard role and that it's best if there isn't too much noise and pressure placed on the females in the royal family. Whether the government will change the laws to allow a female to ascend the throne will be debated for years to come. In the meantime, it's a time for celebration here in Japan. The new emperor's enthronement forms part of an unprecedented 10 days of holiday in this workaholic culture. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo for AM.